In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today on 100.7 WHUD, 20-year-old Riley O'Neill. Welcome, Riley.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Now, you are 20, am I right?
Yes, you are right.
And I point that out because you've got a great work ethic and an attitude that anyone, no matter what age, would want.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Yeah, I've been singing my whole life, like since I was 5. I've been taking lessons, and I started songwriting at age 12 and playing the guitar and piano since then. So, yeah, thank you so much.
What part of the Hudson Valley are you from?
Yeah, Montgomery, New York.
Okay, so Orange County. Good to have representing Orange County. So you've been performing a long time. When you first started at age 5, what kind of stuff were you doing?
That's when I started taking vocal lessons, and then I've just been performing out and singing since then. I just did covers at different, like the Orange County Fairs and, like, just the Syracuse State Fair. I remember, like, I made it to the top of that when I was, like, 10 or 11 years old. And then I did a lot of musical theater and stuff like that. And then I feel like once I really music has always been my heart, like, always a part of me.
What is your musical philosophy, if you have one?
I think that there's no such thing as bad music, bad art. I think that it all comes from someone's heart, you know. One of my favorite quotes, I didn't write it, because, like, if I did, I would, like, want to be quoted for it. But one of my favorite quotes is, in order to live a creative life, you must lose the fear of being wrong. If you create something, like, don't be afraid to show it. Like, there's no right or wrong in music or art in general, and I just love that.
Yeah, and we agree with you, Riley. In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD, Montgomery's Riley O'Neill. And you're very social media savvy, aren't you, Riley? It's very important to you, right?
Oh, 100%. I'm so grateful for social media, especially because, I have fans in Japan and, like, Brazil and, like, all around the world just from Twitter, just from YouTube and Instagram. Like, I am so grateful for it. Like, honestly, anybody can just, like, be in their room and just, you know, you can just post videos to YouTube. And, you know, if you make good stuff, you know, there's pros and cons to, like, everything in life. And, like, you know, people are always like, oh, you know, it's harder nowadays because, like, everybody's doing the YouTube, everyone's doing the networking. But it's like, you can't compare yourself to other people. Like, we're all different. We all have a different, like, voice and genre, and everybody has, like, a fair shot.
There are more people doing it, but it's much more democratic than it was 30 years ago.
100%. Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. And your videos on YouTube, and I suggest that anybody Google Riley with two E's and O'Neill with two L's and go to her YouTube videos. They're very professionally done. Was that important to you?
Oh, thank you. I have a really amazing team behind me, like, helping me, you know, make that happen. My producer, actually, he is a saxophone and a piano player for the Bacon Brothers. He's really helped me with everything, too. He's been in the music industry for years. Shout out to Joe Manona.
And where would we find your music? What's your website?
RileyO'Neill.com. It's so funny because, actually, like, this week, I'm like, it's going to be up. I just got, like, the domain for it and stuff. But for now, you can go to youtube.com/RileyOfficial. It's R-I-L-E-E, official. And, you know, I have a Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter. If you just type in my name, Riley O'Neill, on, like, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Vine.
Yeah.
I have, like, all stuff. Like, I have, like, all, like, social media stuff. I'm very, like, savvy on that, like you said before.
You got live shows coming up?
Yeah, I do. I have a show. It's right in Newburgh. I perform a lot, like, in New York City and Newburgh. Yeah. June 11th, it's at the Newburgh, I don't know how to say that, Manuscript Library.
Oh, it's the Carpelli's Manuscript Library on Broadway in Newburgh, right?
There's going to be an acoustic set goes from 2 to 5, and I'm going to be doing that one. I think my set's like a half hour.
Tell me about your song, Always, that we are going to play in just a moment.
Oh, yeah. I wrote this song maybe like 2-3 years ago. It's just about, like, being in a relationship and, you know, when you get so comfortable with someone and then they stop doing the things it took to get them. Like, they stop trying because they're just, oh, she'll never leave me. And, you know, they take you for granted. And it's, like, just about not doing that and just to always keep the spark alive. Yeah. That one has, like, a special place in my heart because, you know, I really have experienced that a lot, and then I know a lot of people who've listened to it really were moved by it.
Hope you do well. I'm sure you will with your attitude and your ability, because you got one great song after another, Riley O'Neill. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
And thanks for joining us, and congratulations, 100.7 WHUD. Riley, good luck.
Thank you.